Highbridge Audio Productions presents End of Days by Sylvia Brown. Read for you by Jeannie Hackett. I'm tired of being scared, and I know you are too. Not that there isn't a lot to be scared of in this world today. Between the nonstop headlines about wars and nuclear power plants and terrorists and assassinations and civil unrest and economic uncertainty and political doublespeak and insane weather and an environment that's becoming unhealthier by the day. But a point comes when it's too much to deal with, and thinking about it accomplishes nothing more than sending you to bed with a cold cloth on your head. Then, just when you're already on enough overload, someone feels compelled to mention that, according to the Mayan calendar, the world is going to end in 2012 anyway, so what difference does anything make, really? Or they heard or read somewhere that the Book of Revelation or the Book of Daniel or Nostradamus or something or someone says we'll all be dead in the next 2 years or 5 or 10 or whatever, or that there are obvious signs that the end of the world is right around the corner. And of course it reminded them of some horrible movie they saw in which only a handful of people are left alive on Earth because of a giant asteroid. And these zombie-like survivors are wandering around deserted cities trying to kill each other over a crust of bread. It's almost enough to make you skip lying down on your bed and to opt for hiding underneath it instead. Almost. But before you do that, I can't encourage you enough to ask a few questions about these dire end-of-the-world predictions. Who were the Mayans, for example, and how did they arrive at a calendar that ends in 2012? What specifically do the books of Revelation and Daniel say that prove this impending doom?